And that's horrible. And Naomi's sitting there believing it's going to be a glorious day when they get up and walk down. I'm going to be with them. And my heart is breaking because I know in my heart the truth about it all. Because Jesus is Lord. And if you don't believe, there is no way to the Father. And down below that is the Kidron Brook, you know, where he walked across right before Judas and the soldiers came and Jesus said, I am. And they went back. And I'm like picturing all this and I'm like, oh my God, it's like alive. Like the Bible's like alive. Naomi, the guide, ever since Mount Carmel, since I spoke, because she would give her archaeological viewpoint of the place. And was always the letter. It was weird. There was no Holy Spirit in it. It was, and this is where this and that. And I would add the Holy Spirit side. I would say, does anybody have any questions? Ah! So I would go up and get the mic and share. And she would just look at me. Wow, I've never been with a group like this. And at Mount Carmel, when I spoke and asked the Holy Spirit to take it, she had tears in her eyes. And she said, I can't even speak. Because the Holy Spirit so gripped this Jewish lady's heart that she couldn't help but to believe what we're sharing because the Holy Spirit made it alive. And it's beautiful because something's happening. Naomi got to see like 60 people in front of her face get healed.